Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Smallbusinessadvocate.com is where you find the show and all the different ways you can listen to the show, all the different ways that we actually have created a time machine for you, ladies and gentlemen. We let you go back in time and listen to interviews that we've done all the way back to 99, including yesterday's interviews. And so we encourage you to check those out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Our Brain Trust members are there, 600 plus of those folks, and the articles that I and my Brain Trust members have written are there. The what else we got? We got the newsletter. You can subscribe to it. Our blog is there. We update it every weekday. Lots and lots of stuff there to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And of course, don't forget our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz, where you get small business answers right now. Nobody has produced more stuff to help us help you than our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, who's our guest this half hour. He is the chief home officer. He is the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. The SBA gave him that national honor, and he's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you, especially during Small Business Week. It's a wonderful time to be involved.
How about Small Business Week? Isn't that great that we have a week to celebrate all the things that the people you and I care so much about?
We slave and labor all year long, 51 weeks of the year, and they give us a week to celebrate ourselves. But we can't leave the desk. We still got to work. So
that's right. You know, earlier in the week, I compared us to pandas. You know, because why do people love pandas? Because they're so huggable and cuddly and cute, right? We're like, you know, people go and stand in line at zoos to watch a panda. Small business owners are like that. We're so huggable and cuddly.
And we'll work for, like, shoots and leaves and stuff, you
That's
know?
Exactly. So. We eat bamboo. That's right. We'll work for bamboo. No question about it.
Absolutely.
Jeffrey, one of the things I know you want to talk about today is video.
Absolutely.
Small business. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is it used to be where if you wanted a video production, if you wanted anything on your website, whether it's just a little promotional video about yourself or how to, I mean, you didn't even think about it because you couldn't do it. The cost was just way out there. You needed high production value. The equipment was expensive. The equipment alone required, you know, a videographer or an engineer to manage. Today, it is all so simple. And if you're not looking for, and even if you are looking for what they call high production value, if you're looking for good average production value that's quality enough for the small business that you are, or if you even want to step it up a notch, as they say, there's a lot of technology out there that can help you turn video into a tremendous and powerful sales tool for your small business, whether it's on your website or on DVDs you may want to send out, however you want to do it.
Well, you know, and more today, Jeffrey, people are not holding high standards for certain kinds of video information.
Right.
I mean, they're recognizing that, you know, that it's kind of okay. In fact, in some ways, it's kind of cool. I mean, YouTube has made grainy cool, hasn't it?
That's a great way of putting it. You know, I never thought of that, but that's exactly
what I'm here for, Jeff.
There you go. You make the simple complex. I mean, the complex simple. You know, it has, and that's a great way because you know, the thing is, two thoughts come to mind with that. Yes, Google has made grainy acceptable. If not cool, then acceptable. But there is no getting around the value of the content. So you can have. Yeah. You know, it can be grainy, it can be shot, it can be, you know, people will sit there and watch, you know, their favorite rock band. They'll watch Rush or they'll watch, you know, any band playing on a handheld video from a from a concert hall, but they won't watch, you know, a house band playing that way. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's like their brother or there's someone up there on stage. they'll tolerate it for the quality and the content that they're looking for. If you give them bad content, they ain't coming back. So the point is to make it worthy.
All right. So, what does all this mean to small business?
Well, what this means to small business is the idea is to turn it into a marketing tool. And if you have been using press releases, if you've been writing documents for your local paper, if you've been doing outreach, there's a lot of great tools out there that can turn video into a power tool. So, for example, webcam. All you need is a webcam on your computer, or many laptops. If you work with a laptop, many laptops come with webcams built in. So, for less than $100, you can get a moderate quality webcam, plugs right into the USB port, has software that comes along. What's really cool is a lot of them, like for example, Logitech has the QuickCam Pro 9000 series that what it comes with is software that allows you to alter. So if the lighting isn't right, you can adjust the lighting. If you want to make it look funky, you can play with it a little bit.
An editing software that makes me look skinnier? Is anything like that?
Or... You can draw it out. What I would do is just put the cartoon face on it.
Oh, there you go.
So people can overlook
I was thinking more of the Tom Selleck face. That's what I was hoping for.
There you go. And then throw the little Ferrari beneath you, sort of Magnum PI.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But there is not, sadly, much that we can do vis-a-vis making you look lean or more handsome than you are, you striking young man.
I know.
Young man.
So the technology is here. It doesn't cost that much money. You can shoot it. Don't worry so much about the quality. Just make sure that the content is relevant, that it means something. And you talked about marketing a minute ago. Marketing in this case could be just having something that where you're explaining to your customers how to use a product.
Absolutely, and that's what.
Not even how to buy it, just how to use it.
Hold on
to thought, Jeffrey. We're going to be right back, folks. Jeffrey Zavar is our guest. He is the chief home officer, the author of a number of books on home based and teleworking. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host, and you know what, folks? I was grainy before grainy was cool. Friends in a small town. My parents live in the same small town. They in the park, they don't know I'm alone. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. We're visiting with our good friend Jeffrey Zavar. Jeffrey is our good friend, and Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And folks, check it out there. They can find your books there, can't they, Jeff?
They can find books. They can find content. They find all sorts of stuff. And I've been really popping the blog every day. In fact, for Earth Day, I put out a list of 102 tips to make your home office, although it can be any business, but make your home office more environmentally friendly. But the first five tips, I lay out a lot of caveats about don't get greenwashed into all this. Don't start, in other words, walk the talk. So I'm a big believer in green, but only if you believe it. Don't try and sell yourself. don't get me started on that diatribe.
That clears it all up for me now, Jeff.
There you go.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com. Check it out, folks. Lots of good stuff there, including his books. If you're home-based or want to be, you need to check out Jeff's books. Or if you're a manager who has people who want to telework, you can find out a lot more about how to operate that, how to do that with teleworking and telecommuting. His book on that. Jeffrey, we're talking about video. Now,
yep.
I was talking about when we went to the break was what I think the best way to get small business owners into video is to get them to do something that doesn't make them feel like they're being an actor, they're selling. If I walked up to John's garden shop and I said, "Hey John, I want to put in a garden. Will you demonstrate your best tiller for me?" John would say, "Sure," and boy, he would do an Academy Award performance. He'd say, "You know what? I'm pretty good at it, but my employee Bill here, he's the best in the world. I sent him to the factory to get training." And he or Bill, either one, would do an Academy Award demonstration of that tiller.
Right.
Guess what? Videotape that.
Right.
Show, or if you or you say, "George, we need to sit down here. We need to videotape showing people how to put oil in the thing, how to add gas, how to sharpen the blades, blah, blah, blah. Those are wonderful videos to get started on. What do you think, Jeff?
Absolutely. You know what? It's funny. I was doing some plumbing work recently, replacing the guts of our toilet. I guess guts in toilet is probably not a good thing to say you're replacing. But I was replacing the back within the tank of the toilet, the flapper and all that. And I couldn't figure out why this one piece wouldn't work right. And I went online. And I'm telling you, I just Googled it, and up came to the manufacturer's site, and the manufacturer had video. I mean, exactly what we're talking about. It was a plumbing. Now, this is a plumbing company, you know, a manufacturer, but Bob's Plumbing down the street could have that, too, where I found out exactly what I was doing wrong, how I needed to move this little float a little bit closer to the flap or whatever. If you run a mechanic shop and you want to tell people how to change their oil, if you run, a garden shop and you want to show people some inexpensive landscaping tips, boom, and it's really easy. And the thing is, if you're shy, you don't need your face, you know, so to speak. If you're doing stuff with your hands, the camera really only needs to be your hands and on the product involved.
So if you do this, you've done two things. Number one, your first thing you're doing is you're demonstrating to your customers and your visitors, your prospects, you're demonstrating to them that you're pretty with it. Got your cornflakes. You got your 21st century cornflakes together. And number two, it's useful information. It's stuff that they can use. And you didn't say buy my stuff. You just said when you do buy my stuff, we're here for you. We got resources here to help you. Guess what? Most people will pay more for that.
That's what people are looking for. And we can't forget about the one key thing is what do you do with the video once you have it? One word, YouTube. You create an account,
really?
You upload it to YouTube. YouTube gives you a little piece of code that you then either you or you get your webmaster to copy it into your website, and boom, up pops a little applet to play the video anytime someone goes to your website.
Is it going to have a commercial on it, though?
It has no commercials within
really?
It. It comes up within YouTube's box. Now, recently they've been floating other videos around it, not playing them. They're just in little inset boxes, which I'm trying to learn how to get rid of that stuff. But there's no commercials. I mean, you just click on it, and up comes your content, whether it's 30 seconds or 5 minutes. It's up. It's yours. It's branded YouTube. It's got the YouTube icon. Now
that part doesn't. That part I don't mind. I don't care for the other commercials, which I know they got to pay for that. But you know what, Jeffrey, and I'm glad you brought up YouTube. But you know what, it's not that hard to put your own video applet up on your website.
Right. If you don't know how, there's a lot of shareware and freeware software out there that help you do it. Heck, my whole website is
the 13-year-old neighbor.
Right.
Zitz can do this for you.
We'll do it for you, and he'll do it for, you know, a card
for a,
to
for
GameStop.
A cheeseburger.
Exactly.
So Jeffrey, we got to wrap it up. Give us your website again one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Whatever Jeff does is the best, folks. Thanks, Jeff, for being here. Good job.
Always great to be with you, Jim.
I'll see you next time.
Thanks much.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you. Happy Small Business Week. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.